Hi, I'm Damon Davis, host of One on One, and I want to welcome you. No, I want to invite you to go on a journey with me to discover the best possible you. Today, you're going to meet a very special friend of mine. His name is Dr. Joel Wallach. He's an amazing world revolutionary in health and nutrition and more. So if you are challenged in your body and you didn't get up, jump out of bed, excited, saying, I'm going to do something amazing, well, then this program's for you. Because today you're going to discover some stuff that's going to change you.
Arthritis, or heart disease, high blood pressure, and diabetes, none of these things are caused by cholesterol or saturated fat or bad genes. It turns out it's all a nutritional deficiency problem.
Goodness. Be right back. Welcome to One on One. You were created one of a kind. You were designed with one purpose in mind. In your talents, dreams, and just one could change the world. The road to destiny, it's never easy, seldom simple. We have so many questions. Those who have traveled this road, they know the way. One turn made the difference. One idea, it ignited a fire. Just one answer to one decision, one strategy, one solution could shape your thinking and cause you to win today. Damon Davis, welcome back. Welcome to One on One. I want to introduce you to a very good friend of mine, Dr. Joel Wallach. Dr. Wallach is here to pose some very newsworthy questions that literally confounds modern thinking, but that literal millions worldwide are discovering for themselves because of his more than 30 years of clinical research and discovery into how our bodies really work and how they interact with creation, the natural world, the polluted, genetically modified world in which we live now. And he's telling us, you, me, here today, in the next 30 minutes, quite plainly, what the medical community might be telling us is sending us into the grave. This is not an attack against your doctor. This is not an attack against the medical establishment. It's just to suggest that what you don't know that they don't understand could absolutely be robbing you from the greatest days of your life and your health, and it can all change right now today. Dr. Joel Wallach, I want to welcome you to the program.
Thank you, Damon.
It's good to have you here today.
You're special. Appreciate being with you.
Oh, it's an honor. It's an honor for me, and I would say it's an honor for all of the people that are watching this program because you are a revolutionary. I'm looking at your credentials in medicine, your credentials in agriculture, all of your study and time spent, I think 68 years that you have spent publishing material that is peer-reviewed, some of it in the Smithsonian.
That's correct.
That is really lifting the lid on what's going on in our body and what our doctors are not telling us about.
I went to the doctor and he said, don't worry about it, you have arthritis. And I was absolutely horrified. I mean, I'm 25 years old and I have arthritis. I just said, well, is there anything that I can do? And he's like, no, there's nothing you can do.
I started experiencing dizzy spells. I would faint when I got out of the shower. If I tried to exercise, I would like have to lay down. Otherwise, I'd be dropped dead on the floor almost.
My whole left side was numb. It was paralyzed. I just served a stroke.
I could not get out of bed. I couldn't lift my arms. I didn't know what was going to happen. Nobody could give me any answers. They gave me 6 months to live without any explanation.
These statistics are so overwhelming of the amount of people that are sick, diseased, or dying that it must cause us as a nation to slow down and reconsider how we are living this life. We're praying. We are believing God. We are holding on to the hem of the garment with everything we've got. And here you come with an answer. And it begins with us understanding really who you are. I want to get into this amazing new book called The Wallach Revolution. And I'm just excited about that because you're a doctor. And you're on a mission to help revolutionize the way we look at our bodies and look at our ownership of these bodies.
Getting back to God.
Uh-huh. Getting back to a plan. Mm-hmm. Instead of becoming or being dependent upon a system that is allegedly working to get us well, we in fact are dependent upon a system that is not getting us better. It's only slowing down the process of us sliding down a slope from sick to diseased to die.
Yeah.
And based upon your research, having done autopsy after autopsy after autopsy on animals.
And people.
And people. You discovered something that they all had in common. That they weren't dying from what the world calls natural causes. They were dying from disease, from a deficiency in their bodies, which is the result not just of bad diet.
Well, that's correct. There's other little pieces to that, which are very
important. Let's talk about those pieces.
Okay, well, first of all, there's basic things, our genes and DNA and RNA and telomeres, little end caps in our chromosomes, which duplicate and build cells for every tissue. They all require something. We need 16 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. And this is for hummingbirds and crocodiles and humans and elephants. Every vertebrate, now God used the same mold when he put us together. He used DNA to transfer information from parents to babies, whether you're a crocodile or a hummingbird or a human or an elephant, or you're an oak tree or a tulip or a clover.
You found that in
20,000 autopsies. Because I was seeing diseases that were said to be genetic in humans, like type 2 diabetes, sickle cell anemia, cancer, liver disease, heart disease, high blood pressure, Alzheimer's disease. And I find this in every species of animals. So there had to be something more common amongst all the species, like the DNA. There's a common thread here.
Sure.
And it turns out it's all a nutritional deficiency problem.
Goodness.
To maximize the output of our genes, our DNA, our RNA, and our telomeres for longevity, for health, for fending off disease, which we've spoken about here, for speed and strength and intelligence, and all the things we attribute to genes are really these structures in our cells cannot work without these 90 essential nutrients. If any one of these are even below the optimal levels, you're going to start to have problems, low energy, that sort of stuff. And then you start getting low thyroid and kidney failure and high blood pressure and diabetes.
And one problem leads to another problem leads to another problem.
Arthritis, or heart disease.
Sure.
None of these things are caused by cholesterol or saturated fat or bad genes or lack of exercise. Obesity is not lack of exercise or eating too much. Obesity is a simple nutritional deficiency. You take the nutrients and you'll lose a half a pound to 2 pounds a day until you get down to your ideal weight. We do this literally thousands of times a month just with a supplement program. And joy of all joys, you don't have to exercise.
You do realize, Doc, this is kind of in opposition to what we've been told.
That is correct. Every century, there's thousands and thousands of failed medical theories. Mm. They get it wrong, badly. It costs us lives. It costs us time. And you know, examples are endless. And, of course, when you look at the statistics, it's very, very scary. According to the Center for Disease Control, each year in America, Damon.
Each year. It means every year.
Every year. This is not an accumulation of 100 mm-hmm. years of data. This mm-hmm. is each year. Medical doctors in America kill, injure, and infect 15 million Americans. Now, what would happen if North Korea or Iran were to send over a biological weapon to a big population center like Atlanta and infect 2 million people and kill 90,000?
It would be war.
It would be war immediately. Well, here's one trade that does it every year in their workplace. They don't even get an OSHA ticket.
Doc, let's talk about this book, The Wallach Revolution. First of all, it's a powerful word. Revolution says that we're going to change things. Revolution is to cause an upheaval, if you will, of people's understanding, to awaken them to something new that they not only can do, but should be doing. Did I properly summarize what this work is all about?
Absolutely, mm-hmm. absolutely. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, right? We've all heard that before.
Sure.
And here's a case where that's happening. If you ask a doctor today, should I be taking some vitamins or minerals or multiple vitamins? They say, oh, no, just eat well, you get everything you need. Well, that's a very, very naive approach because, first of all, plants that we eat, grain and fruit and vegetables, don't make minerals. And two-thirds of the 90 essential nutrients, 60 of the 90 are minerals, and they can't make these minerals. But if they're in the soil, they'll suck them up. They'll suck anything that goes into solution, they'll suck them up out of the soil.
That's our understanding. That's our understanding. It's in the soil, therefore it's in the veggies.
Right. Well, one of the simplistic views is that everything you need is in the soil and it's a uniform blanket around the crust of the earth. That's not true. Minerals, for instance, which make up two-thirds of our essential nutrients, occur in veins like chocolate and chocolate ripple ice cream. They don't occur in a uniform blanket. And the top 20 longevity cultures, as identified by the National Geographic, live in places that have all 60 essential minerals in them. Now, they don't know this. They're all third world cultures. They're all illiterate. They have no indoor plumbing or utilities.
Wow.
They have no doctors, no insurance, government or private. They have no hospitals, no clinics, no emergency facilities. Yet they have 40 times 100 as we do.
Wow.
And we have everything. We have the most expensive healthcare system in the world. But we rank 60th in the world in longevity. There's 59 other countries whose peoples live longer than us.
Goodness.
And that's because we're missing these things. You look at Steve Jobs, who died at 56, and Iwata, who just died at age 55 from Nintendo, the CEO of Nintendo. He just died at 55. These are billionaires. They can afford the best doctors, the best food. So what's going on here?
Yeah. Even though they had all of the money in the world, and access to the experts to tell them how to fix their problem, it would suggest that the experts didn't even know what to do.
That's right. They don't. And that's what makes it very scary. Our average lifespan should be minimum of 120. The good Lord said, and man's year shall be 120. And so why are we happy with 65, 75? A few people squeak through in their 90s. A very few squeak through to 100. And so in the great scheme of things, we're not doing our part. We're not giving our equipment what it needs. You point out we're the machine that God created, and we're missing the pieces necessary to maintain this. We spend more time making sure there's 6 quarts of oil in our car than we do making sure we get everything we need.
Sure.
And so we have to consciously supplement with these things to level the playing field.
But Doc, come on, we're smart. How could we be so deficient in our understanding of what this machine needs?
Medical doctors, even yet today, are taught in school, don't waste your time in nutrition. People just eat well and they get everything they need. That's how they're taught.
Many of the doctors aren't even saying that. You know, I've been to the doctor a couple of times myself, and nobody told me I needed to eat better at all. There wasn't a discussion about lifestyle. There wasn't a discussion about what I was eating. There certainly was not a discussion about supplementation. It was just a discussion about, how do you feel? I feel bad. Let's diagnose what's wrong with you. And then the solution became very clear. Here's a prescription. Go get it filled. You'll be all right. Call me in 30 days. I mean, that's kind of the pattern that most of us recognize. It's not even about eating well. But you're saying it's eating well.
Is not enough.
It's not enough.
That's right. And here's what all happened. Going back before the days of the Egyptians, thousands and thousands of years ago, human beings were supplementing with minerals. They didn't know it. They didn't know it. It was sort of an unintended event because they were using wood for fuel. We didn't have electricity or natural gas yet back in those days. Mm-hmm. And people would burn the wood, and they would kick the wood ashes out of their cave or their hut or their cabin, whatever it was. And they noticed that wherever the wood ashes went, the plants grew a little better. The same plant here was 2 feet tall, and the same plant over there was 6 inches tall, mm-hmm. and the ones with the wood ashes grew taller. So when they started having gardens, they began to put the wood ashes in there as an accelerator and a fertilizer, and sure enough, they got more yield by putting the wood ashes in the gardens. Wood ashes, it turns out, Damon, are not wood ashes. They're 95 to 98% by weight and volume minerals that the trees sucked up out of the ground.
Wow.
Throw that in the garden, the corn and the beans and peas and squash and potatoes and onions and pumpkins and tomatoes and okra would suck up the minerals, and we'd eat that food. And for thousands and thousands, unknowingly, these years that we were putting wood ashes in our gardens, we were supplementing with minerals. We didn't know it. Well, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday, September 4th, 1882, on Pearl Street, New York, on the bluff overlooking the construction of Brooklyn Bridge, Thomas Edison pulled the switch in the first commercial electric generating plant. Within 10 years, every industrialized nation converted from wood as the universal fuel to electricity. How much wood ash is left over every morning in your house when you fuel your home with electricity?
Zero.
Zero.
Zero. We developed something for efficiency and for convenience, but in the process, we interrupted the plan.
That's right. There's an unintended consequence.
Well, bottom line is what you're saying is the minerals that we need, they're just not in what we're eating.
That's correct. So after about 20 years, and the plants every year would suck minerals out. After 20 years, we got the Great Depression. We got the Dust Bowl because our soil was dead. It's in U.S. Senate document 264, which was published in 1936. They had 2 years of hearings because they knew there was a problem. They just didn't know what the problem was, and they traced it back to Our farm foods have nothing in it of any value anymore.
My goodness.
But the
depleted of
minerals.
Minerals that are
required by our bodies.
Yeah, not just beneficial, but necessary.
Necessary for life, just like water and oxygen and the 90 essential nutrients. Water and oxygen and 90 essential nutrients. That's God's recipe.
You say they're required. Does that mean that there's a baseline of understanding? You know, if I'm hearing, okay, we must have these, I'm looking at who
determined
with
that?
Respect, who says?
Okay.
How do we know that?
Well, there's over $100 billion worth of research on this.
What? 100 what?
Billion dollars worth of research on
that say
that these are
we need
essential
that.
Nutrients. That's correct.
Well, that means if we're spending that much money on that kind of research,
yes,
then that kind of truth, everybody would know about.
No, because doctors stood in the way as a gatekeeper saying, people aren't going to get this information. You ask a doctor, you know, we have this animal research that shows that we can prevent spina bifida by supplementing a cow with folic acid, and then she won't have a calf with spina bifida. Yes, that's in animals, but it's never been proven in humans.
Small thinking.
And so,
but you've already established that the creator...
That's his plan.
...developed a machine
that's right.
to function a certain way. Just because it was made for a bear doesn't mean that God didn't have the same plan for a human.
Well, remember, he used the same mechanism to transfer information from parents to babies, regardless of what species you are.
Got it.
Including humans. And so anything that's required for the DNA, RNA, and that's why I've been going over this over and over and over, and it's found in crocodiles. That's why they get type 2 diabetes just like us. They're missing that mineral. They're going to get type 2 diabetes, whether they're crocodile or human. Doesn't matter. It's not a genetic thing. Doctors, urban legend, misdiagnosed it badly. And this is what we've done in the animal industry. And this is, again, the advantage I have, agriculture, veterinary medicine, and comparative pathology, $100 billion worth of research, is because we learned that for the farmer not to spend all his money on the veterinarian coming out to treat these sick animals was to prevent disease before the animal went to market or breeding age for reproducing. We eliminated preemies. We eliminated every birth defect you can name, and 10 times that many you can't. We eliminated arthritis, high blood pressure, heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's disease, things like all the different cardiovascular diseases there are, including aneurysms and blood clots. The animal industry was way ahead, and this is the advantage I had before I went to school and became a physician.
I'd say that was the perfect setup, wasn't it?
Yes. God had a pretty good plan for me.
Sure
I'm just
did.
A dumb kid from Missouri. Why would I do all that, right? And so my job was to figure out what's going on here. We haven't changed. You know, our chemistry and our body physics as God put us together hasn't changed. So what's going on? And it's the things that we used to get in our food are not there anymore.
Well, the world's changed.
The world has changed.
And what we do because the world has changed has changed. And as a result of us doing differently than we were designed to do, well, the obvious has happened. It has completely eroded and wrecked the plan. And as a result, we're getting sick. Is this why you wrote this book?
It's why we wrote the book. That's why it's a revolution. People have to have a global change of thinking, that we can do something about these things. We can prevent these diseases. Most of them are repairable, just simply with changing your diet and nutritional formulations.
When you're told, like, we've never seen someone with this condition, we've never seen someone this sick with no answers, and being at that state where you just feel like, I can't imagine living another year, let alone another month. That's when I knew that the current model that I was seeking treatment for just wasn't the answer for me. So reading this book of a story that, you know, just felt similar instilled a hope I hadn't felt in a long time.
A lot of stuff that we think can't change, the body is designed to fix. Am I right?
Oh, the body will fix everything if you give it the right raw materials.
Okay. You've seen the evidence of what this can do. Am I right?
Oh, absolutely. We see millions of people every year who get rid of their diabetes, get rid of their arthritis, regrow cartilage. They've been on the heart transplant for 3 years and 5 days. Their cardiologist takes them off the heart transplant list and 27 prescription drugs.
My God.
Damon, is this a God thing or is it not a God thing?
You're actually giving me stuff that I've never heard before. And what I've heard before isn't working. And you're seeing results. I'm also just flipping through testimonials of people that lives have been changed because they're seeing the evidence of what you and this information and books like this one can do. But this book is just a tool. It's just a tool, and I think it's just the first step. I want to spend just a few minutes talking about these 90
okay.
essential nutrients. How can I get them?
Well, the only way to get them is a supplement. There's no way you can eat well. There's no secret food you can eat from anywhere in the world.
It's probably safe to say that nearly everybody watching this program and everyone in this audience is deficient of these nutrients.
That is correct.
And minerals.
That's correct. If you're not supplementing with them, you are deficient in them. You cannot get it. You cannot get these 90 essential nutrients anywhere else. What I did to kind of answer these questions you're asking, because I asked the same question, there's a logical set of questions, and that was we created programs that had all 90 essential nutrients, and we did it by body weight, so all you have to do is know what you weigh.
Well, that product give us all of the nutrients that we need, supplement us in a way that the food cannot, and get us healthy again?
Absolutely. The basic program deals with the 90 essential nutrients, but the full program, where these prepackaged programs come, have 245 nutrients.
So you've developed a product that not only covers what we know we must have, but you've stacked the deck in our favor.
It's a good way to put it. Excellent.
Having what is required can do what? Bring repair to the cells?
Well, it can protect us and bring repair.
Okay. Can I ask how fast I'm going to feel?
Oh, sure. That's a reasonable question.
It's reasonable, right?
Sure. Reasonable question. Well, again, you appreciate that within sometimes hours, people will feel the energy come back because their machinery inside their cells, a little mitochondria that generate energy, well, these little mitochondria need the 90 essential nutrients. And so if you're missing these things, everything's waiting there, and food's stacking up and the energy's stacking up, but you don't have access to it.
Sure.
You take the 90, suddenly now all the pieces are there and the mitochondria start doing their work. Oh, man, fabulous energy. And people always ask the question, look, I've got pain from arthritis. I've had bone-to-bone arthritis for years and years. I'm getting ready to get a double knee replacement. In fact, the ambassador to the United Nations back in 1991, he had bone-to-bone arthritis. And he was scheduled to have double knee replacement surgery. He'd had it for years.
Wow.
And I said, with all due respects, Mr. Ambassador, it was Andy Young from Atlanta, Georgia. He said, would you please cancel your double knee replacement surgery and give me 90 days. I'll rebuild your cartilage. You won't have arthritis anymore. I said, well, the best orthopedic surgeons at Emory University said, and Grady Memorial Hospital said, that you can't regrow cartilage. I said, well, with all due respect, that's not true. He canceled the surgery because he really did not want to do the surgery. He really didn't want to do the surgery.
He said, I have nothing to lose.
That's right. I said, 90
days.
But
to try.
Yeah. You can always get the surgery. In 90 days.
Come on.
In 90 days, his cartilage is all regrown.
What?
He's never had any surgery since 1991.
I bet there's story after story after story.
We have millions of them.
Just like this.
Millions of them.
Millions of them. See, to me, that is common sense. That he said, I have nothing to lose. I can stay on the track I'm on and get sicker than I am. I can stay on the track. I can do nothing except what I'm being told I need to do, or I can try something uniquely different that I'm not going to take your word for it. We're not going to take Doc's word for it. I'm going to take the millions of people's word for it that are living testimonies that this stuff works.
I was at a point in my life where I would try anything to get better.
When I came across his message, all of that information that seemed so scattered just started to fit together.
Understand that there's an answer. There is, there's an answer. And if you're sick and you're hurting and you need help, well, Dr. Joel Wallach is the man to see. His products are far beyond any products in this world.
I was thinking, why don't more people know about this? Like, why didn't my doctors know about this, you know? Had they known, it could have saved me so much. Heartache and pain.
He wants to get the message out. He wants them to know that it really is this simple, just by taking the nutrients.
I just feel so very blessed that he gave me that information so I could install into my kids at such a young age.
He's done something to change the world as we see it and as we know it.
It's just been a miracle.
Completely changed my life.
What if the cure to our modern day ailments and illnesses wasn't in the next miracle medical breakthrough, but in your own body's natural ability to heal itself? Dr. Joel Wallach has the answer, and it's time for you to hear what most doctors don't want you to know. You will be shocked to discover how taking control of your health is very different from what you've been led to believe. Stop living in pain. Stop depending on medications to get you through the day. Discover the freedom to enjoy life again, the natural way. With today's offer, receive The Wallach Revolution, an amazing new book about Dr. Wallach and his mission to revolutionize the way modern medicine is looked at in America and around the world. In this book, you will discover the captivating history of Dr. Wallach and his unmatched research that led to these life-changing discoveries. How Dr. Wallach helped eliminate over 900 diseases in animals and how he is now doing the same for humans. The 90 essential nutrients critical to optimal health. Real life stories of people just like you who have had major transformations in their health through following Dr. Wallach's message, and so much more. In addition to this incredible book, we will also send you The Wallach Revolution, Wake Up America audio CD, the dynamic and straightforward lecture that Dr. Wallach gives over 300 times a year. This eye-opening CD will uncover years of Wallach's discoveries and why he remains so passionate about his mission and his message. You can empower your body to live a disease-free life. Order today and take control of your health. Live longer, live healthier, experience life with more vitality. What better investment could you make for your life and the lives of your loved ones? And when you order on this broadcast, Damon will also include the full-length, unedited version of his interview with Dr. Wallach as a free gift. This DVD contains over an hour of footage not seen on today's show that will help you get on your path to the greatest days of your life. So that's the Wallach Revolution book, along with the accompanying Wake Up America CD, plus the entire in-depth one-on-one interview for your one-time gift of only $50.
I can promise you that if you will just listen to Dr. Wallach, you can absolutely turn your life around just like I did.
Now is the time to gain the knowledge and tools you must have to rescue and revolutionize your health and that of your family and loved ones. Call or text to order today.
I want to just thank you so much for spending this time with me. It's been 30 minutes of a great investment of our time together, because what you discovered here today has the ability to truly change your life. Dr. Wallach.
Thank you so much, sir. Damon. God bless you, sir, and all the great things you do. Appreciate you.
It's an honor. We're going to be here again. I'm going to have you back. And I'm going to sit here and read story after story after story from you about how your life has been changed. Then we have something to talk about. God bless you. We'll see you again next week right here on One-on-One.
Thank you, sir. God bless you, sir.
Thanks for joining us on our One-on-One broadcast. For more information about the guests and products you heard about today, please visit our website at damondavis.com.